The Deep Forest.
You did what?
Exclaimed Tawal. Ben shrugged uncomfortably.
You said Musaf and Zane?
Croaked Reese. The rogue was slouched against a fallen log, clutching the hilt of a long knife nervously. Amelie coughed discreetly and appeared to be studying a nearby tree. She didn't meet Ben's eyes when he looked to her for help.
We didn't do anything, exclaimed Ben. They recognized Amelie and started fighting on their own. We didn't even talk to them.
I was talking about before, remarked Tawal with a heavy sigh. When you triggered Eldred's trap and blew up the inn, likely killing a dozen people in the process and nearly burning down the entire town.
It would have blown up anyway, declared Ben. We were just unlucky to be the ones to trigger the trap. It could have happened to anyone.
I thought you said you climbed the side of the building and broke in, queried Tawal.
Ben pursed his lips, struggling to come up with a reasonable explanation for that bit.
Musaf and Zane,
interrupted Reese.
I think those were the names, murmured Amelie. Do you know them?
Reese snorted and then explained.
They are two of the bloodiest pirate captains on the seas. They were both brought up under the vicious Black Bart. Once he disappeared, they set off on their own and have left a decade of rape and pillaging in their wake. Ironically, we could probably turn those two in for more gold than they would have gotten from you, Amelie.
Black Bart? Said Amelie. Did we not tell you about...
Well, they didn't take us,
interjected Ben, motioning hastily to quiet Amelie. He'd had enough explaining for the day.
We'll just move on. Problem solved.
We'd better move quickly, grumbled Reese. You managed to catch the attention of two ruthless pirate captains. Whichever one comes out of that fight walking isn't likely to forget about you, Amelie. They'll come for us, and we can't be sitting here when they arrive.
Are you healthy enough to travel? Questioned Ben.
Reese looked back at him blankly and then finally answered,
I'm certainly not healthy enough to fight a crew of pirates.
Ben winced. Tawal shook her head in disappointment.
I can continue to pour energy into you from the healing disc, Reese, she offered.
There will be a price to pay later.
The rogue nodded.
Do it. Let's get a few days away from here at least. Then we can rest. It's possible the pirates won't follow us into the woods.
It's possible, acknowledged Tawal. She didn't sound hopeful.
The next morning they broke camp and ventured into the forest. Near the edges closest to a Kew woods, the trees were young and slender. They'd been logged to support the town's needs, but by midday the trunks grew thicker, the overhanging pine boughs heavier, and the scent of the sea faded to the smell of pine. The road was wide enough for a single wagon and packed hard. There weren't many travelers to a Kew woods, but there were some, and they had been using the lonely track for generations. There were no turns, no cutouts, nothing but the solitary road and the quiet forest around it. They moved slowly. Reese had received an additional boost from Lady Tawal's healing, but the energy she imparted could only do so much. The rogue's body needed time to recover, and they didn't have it. He hobbled along, barely lifting his feet as he moved at half-walking speed. It gave Ben plenty of time to study the woods around them.
A serious logging operation could make a fortune here, he muttered, eyeing a soaring pine.
He guessed it'd take three of them to link arms and circle the thing.
What do you know about logging? Asked Amelie.
Ben stared back at her. She frowned and a flush crept into her face.
Oh, right.
Ben gestured around them.
You went to Farview and Murdoch's way station. You saw the distance it takes to move timber to market. We benefit from the Kalach River, but it's a serious endeavor. Here, with a quick wagon train, they would be to a Kew woods in less than a day. Those ships could sail anywhere along the coast.
Maybe the wood is too heavy to ship, offered Amelie.
Ben shook his head. He was thinking about Whitehall and Fabrizio, even Shamil or the city. None of them had nearly as much quality timber available as what the party was walking through.